and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month. You will see a list of guests, together with links to their websites and other interesting links. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna at spingola.com. RBN is struggling financially and is conducting a pledge drive. You may help by contributing to the pledge drive. Just call 800-724-2719. You may also support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards and bumper stickers. You may subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than the $1.33 per month, or purchase advertising. To do this, go to republicbroadcasting.org. You may also purchase a book, Operation Vampire Killer 2012, which a portion of goes to the pledge drive. And you can do that by going to republicbroadcasting.org. All righty. Our guest this first hour is Victor Thorne. He is the author of, his most recent book is, The Holocaust Hoax Exposed: Debunking the 20th Century's Greatest Fabrication. He's written several books on 9/11. He also writes for American Free Press. His latest article is about newspaper publishers facing harsh realities. His website is wingtv.net. Victor, welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be here, Deanna. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, I really like your book. It's the most comprehensive and concise book regarding the Holocaust. I think if everybody purchased a copy of your book, they would understand so much more than they do by reading several other books combined. I mean, it's just very concise. I'm very impressed with it. I think people should probably buy one for themselves and one to lend out, or perhaps purchase some for their most skeptical relatives or friends.
Well, thanks for those kind words. And it really is, not only a historical subject that we should all be focusing on that happened, you know, in the middle of the 20th century, but the ramifications still apply today, because we have this nation that was created out of this quote-unquote Holocaust, which is Israel, of course. And as everybody, I'm sure, knows listening to your show, they're still the primary source of trouble in the world today. So everything that happened then, we still feel today, and this book really gives an understanding of the lies and the different forces at work, and really it debunks it. There's been so many really good books written on the Holocaust and so many different articles, but I didn't believe that any of them really put it all together in one place. So, you know, I pay a real tribute or homage to all the people before me that covered this subject. So it's just putting everything together, and really you could read this in one sitting. It's only 180 pages. There's a lot of photographs to supplement it, and it's really a book that gives an understanding today of what happened back then and how we reached this point that we're at.
And that's right. I mean, you have incorporated the information from, I don't know how many books you used, but oh my goodness, it's comprehensive. It puts it all in one place, like you said, and makes it easy. I mean, we can all go to the transcript for the Ernst Sundell trial, but this incorporates everything. Alrighty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsor with Victor Thorne.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest this hour is Victor Thorne. His website is WingTV, one word, wingtv.net. You can purchase this book there. And the name of the book is The Holocaust Hoax Exposed, Debunking the 20th Century's Greatest Fabrication. And in Chapter 2, you talk about the extent of the military operation during World War II. And you talk, the name of the chapter is Labor Camps, Not Death Factories. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that and why Germany needed to have a lot of workers?
Well, that's what I tried to do in this book, Deanna, was not only is it written for the everyday person, it's not an academic book. It's not filled with minutiae. It doesn't it doesn't weigh down on you. It's written so that every person on the street can access it and understand the subject. And what we really need to do when focusing on the Holocaust is use a little bit of common sense and basically just rationale. Think about this in a rational way. World War II was the biggest military operation in world history. It was the biggest war that we've ever fought. Germany had 8 million men out in the field fighting, and as we all know, they were fighting on various fronts. Well, anybody in Germany, a male aged 16 to 45, was drafted into service to go out and fight. So when we look at it in that way, we have all the able-bodied men out in the field fighting, but we still need to support this war machine. They need bullets and boots and tanks and trucks and uniforms and so forth. And with so many individuals killed in Germany during the war, we have to ask a real simple question. How are they producing everything that was needed to supply the troops out in the field. Well, what they did was they had labor camps. They weren't concentration camps. They weren't death chambers. They weren't death camps. They were labor facilities, and they were big installations. Now, how did they get the people to work there? Well, what they did was they used captured people like the Catholics and the Gypsies and the Czechs and the Jews, and they put them in these industrial centers, and they're the ones that produced all of the goods that were needed to supply the troops out in the field. So it's a real simple concept, and we can even take it up, you know, further into American history with slavery, where down south in the 1800s, you had all of these crops that needed to be picked. Well, we had slaves that did this for free. Now, what was it? Was it in the best interest of the plantation owners to kill their free labor that they didn't have to pay anything to other than to feed them and to keep them healthy? Well, of course not. They had free labor. So why would the Germans, who wanted to actually win this war, why would they kill free labor that was producing all these goods for them? So it's really common sense.
Well, I'll say. And you talk about what they did. And you also tell us, and I've seen this before in the Barnes Review, that these people actually had a script that they could use. It was money that they could use in the, in the camp. It was called Lagergeld. And so they got paid. And this currency was used at Auschwitz, at Buchenwald, and Dachau. And it was a payment system that that they could use to buy extra things. They also had hospitals. They had all kinds of. They had kitchens. They did feed them, despite the fact that we've all seen the pictures of starving people, of emaciated bodies. At the end of the war, which were then exploited and used by the Jews to claim that these people were all kept. Like that in the camps, that they were all starving during the whole war. And so they used all these pictures, and it was certainly an emotional, exploitation. And you mentioned the word rational, that we have to use, critical thinking here and not our emotions. And that is what they used. They used our emotions. They showed us pictures. And then they said, well, this is what happened. And the pictures stuck. And that's something that people usually bring up. Well, what about all those bodies?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what we have to – we've heard now for 60, 70 years now that the Germans were the most efficient killing machine on the planet Earth, okay? If this is true, Holocaust historians now have actually admitted that there were no, quote-unquote, death camps in Germany per se, okay? They've come out and admitted that. So now what we're left with is only those facilities outside of Germany. So if the Germans are so efficient, what we're led to believe is that they captured the Jews in Germany. Then, if they are so efficient, why not just poof, one bullet to the head and kill them right on the spot? But no. What we're told is then, since there were no camps in Germany, that they had to all be loaded into trains or into trucks or whatever and transported out of Germany to another country. Now, think of not only the man hours and the manpower that's needed to do this at one end, but then they have to be unloaded at the other end. Then they're taken into a place like Auschwitz where there is hospitals and there's symphonies and they have soccer fields, and they pay them in money. And they also put tattoos on them. They give them new clothes. They have barracks for them. If this is such an efficient killing machine, why are the Germans wasting so much time and manpower and energy that could be instead devoted to the war efforts? Well, obviously, they weren't doing all of this. They weren't transporting all of these supposed millions out of the country simply to execute them on foreign soil. They were taking them to all the various camps because that's where they needed the workers to provide the war machine. And, I'm glad you brought up emotions, because that's what really is being played on. And it becomes a mantra that's repeated over and over again, and it's used on me by people that don't believe what I say or what others are saying. They say, well, I met somebody that they said they were in a concentration camp and that they had a tattoo and they knew somebody that died. And I say, well, I agree with everything, every single word you said. I agree with everything, that there were people in camps. They weren't concentration camps. They were work camps. And I do agree that they had tattoos. Now, if the Germans wanted to simply kill the Jews, why would they tattoo them first? That doesn't seem very efficient, does it? Well, they tattooed them because they had to keep track of their workers. And back then, they didn't have these fancy plastic laminated cards like we have today. This is a chaotic time. So what they did was tattoo them. And then they say, well, I know people that died back then. Well, of course people died back then, and they died primarily during the last couple months of the war when the Allies completely eradicated the supply lines, and there was no fuel, there was no medicine, there was no food, there was nothing getting to these work camps. So at that point, yes, a lot of people did die, but they didn't die because of some kind of final solution that was engineered by Hitler. They died because nobody had any food. And not only did people die in the work camps, they died outside of the work camps. There was no way to get food and water and medicine into Germany, because when real wars are fought, this is how it's done. You try to cut the supply lines so you starve your opponent out so they ultimately surrender. And that's what happened.
Right. And in addition to the emotion that people feel when they listen to some of the testimonies of the so-called survivors, we also have Hollywood, who has produced a number of movies and with the music and all of the excuse me, all of the benefits of the camera and great actresses and actors to portray what they have portrayed. And, you know, they've made them for TV. We've all seen these TV movies and the movies at the theater, all promoting the Holocaust. And if you listen to TV or watch TV now, every once in a while, you will, well, also Hogan's Heroes, you know. I mean, anything to make the Germans look inefficient. I mean, think of all of the TV programs, all of the media that has been devoted to this topic, and the slams, the negative comments. I mean, Hitler sells. The word Hitler sells. And so, you know, you have movies now. Anytime that they can refer to the Holocaust, refer to Hitler, refer to anything negative about Germany, they're going to use it. And there is absolutely no entertainment that does not have some sort of value. It is all to program us to accept certain beliefs. And we get programmed simply by watching these movies because we're vulnerable.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I was doing another interview on this book a couple of weeks ago, and the host actually told me something that I didn't know, was that last year in Hollywood, it was the first year in decades that Hollywood hadn't produced a major feature-run movie on the Holocaust. Now, that's pretty amazing that for decades and decades before that, every year they have one or many Holocaust movies. So I don't know if they're running out of books, you know, that these lies are based on that they can use as material for these movies, but he did say that they have more planned for this year again. So you're right, Deanna, that they're using this as a form of psychic driving, that this is brainwashing that they continually pummel us with. And, you know, not only is it in the mainstream, it's even in the alternative media, where I still hear people am told of people that are still talking about the Nazis are dragging the Jews into the death camps and stuff like that. And it amazes me that even in our field, they still refer to these lies.
Exactly. All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest, Victor Thorne, after a word from our sponsors.
Work Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest this hour is Victor Thorne, the author of The Holocaust Hoax Exposed, Debunking the 20th Century's Greatest Fabrication. It is available at wingtv.net. And I think that the alternative media is probably the best place to dispense misinformation or disinformation, depending on the source. It is also, you know, when people spread these things that they've believed for decades to be true, sometimes they do just in ignorance. And people are susceptible in the so-called truth movement. And so what better place to continue to spread this information, because most of us have an understanding that the mainstream media is what it is, and so the alternative media is the perfect place, wouldn't you say?
Well, I agree, Deanna, and I have to give you a lot of credit, because even in our field, most people won't touch this subject with a 10-foot pole, as you know. I mean, when it comes to Israeli involvement in 9/11. Or the Holocaust, or anything like that. Most publications, most shows don't want anything to do with this because this is the great taboo. So, you know, they'll talk about minor league conspiracies, or they'll comment about the mainstream media, but you have to keep going through layer after layer of the onion to get to the ultimate truth. And, you know, if people are satisfied by minor league conspiracies, then so be it. But, You know, it has to be a progression. We have to evolve, and we have to keep seeking more truth. And this is the major leagues now. Once you get into the Holocaust, you're in the major leagues, and you're to the point where you have a true understanding of how the world operates. So, you know, I give you and your listeners a great deal of credit, Deanna, because you're ones that are fearless and are able to go here, where most others say, you know, I'll talk about this, that, and the other thing, but, oh, I won't talk about this. So, you know, I think we need more shows like yours that aren't afraid to tackle this subject.
Well, if we're going to talk about the truth, let's just get right to it and talk about it, because the Holocaust is the foundation for the whole state of Israel, as you have said. And, I mean, if you can debunk that, then you can expose everything else. But this is the golden cow. This is, well, maybe it is the sacred cow, certainly. Because so many people, well, they teach it in school, and it is religious dogma. And yet we have, government workers, being paid to teach something that they had no business teaching. And to think that they're putting this into the minds of students is just egregious to me. That is just terrible.
I was told by somebody, a week or so ago, they have a child in school, in high school. And they were teaching them about the Holocaust. And they said that the teacher was actually breaking down in tears. There was this histrionics, this emotional scene. So you're right, Deanna, is that we're using our government public schools as propaganda chambers to keep hammering this. Every new generation of kids that go to school, they need to have this hammered into their heads, because this is the great lie. Without the Holocaust fabrication, there would be no nation of Israel right now. And think of how different the world would be, how much better the world would be if we didn't have this nation right there in the hotbed of the Middle East, continually starting trouble ever since the late 1940s when they were established. I mean, not only causing wars in their own neighborhoods, but now dragging us into wars, doing America doing their dirty work with the invasion of Iraq, and it's not that far over the horizon, I believe, where Israel's going to drag us in again to do their dirty work in Iran. So, you know, how this is allowed to continue is beyond me, because the entire nation of Israel was created from this enormous, grotesque lie of the Holocaust. And it's interesting, because I'm sure you remember back in the late 70s when there was the Jonestown Massacre. You remember down in Guyana?
Yes, yes.
Reverend Jim Jones. And there were 900-plus bodies that were laying there in the sun, and we saw the photographs in Newsweek magazine and so forth. Well, what I only found out recently was that it took 8 days to remove these 900 bodies, okay? 8 days, 900 bodies. Now, if we're led to believe that there were 6 million dead there, in one form or another, imagine the logistics that it would take to not only facilitate it, but to remove it. I mean, there should be ashes and bones. I mean, there should be mountains of ashes if there were 6 million people either killed in ovens or gas chambers or whatever. I mean, again, I go back to common sense, that logic, a little bit of mathematics, that it simply doesn't add up. And even when you look at the statistics that I list, the population statistics, that there were all of these publications, New York Times and Collier's and World Almanacs, that listed the number of Jews in the world, 1939, 40, 41, 42, and all of these years it hovers around 15 million. Then right after the war, guess what the figure is? It's still at 15 million. Now, if we supposedly killed 6 million people, the Germans, shouldn't that be a 40% reduction in the population statistics? But it's not shown by any of these publications.
Right. All righty, we're going to go to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
He is the author of The Holocaust Hoax Exposed, Debunking the 20th Century's Greatest Fabrication. I recommend that you purchase that book, and you can do that at wingtv.net. Victor, tell us about the Red Cross. Tell us about the Cyclone B, where it was shipped, and it was apparently shipped to camps in the same number as it was shipped to Auschwitz, but it was shipped to other camps. And what was that Cyclone B used for? And tell us about the confessions extracted at Nuremberg.
Yeah. Well, the Cyclone B, there is something that may shock people, but Cyclone B, we're told through history, that this was the agent that was used in the death chambers to kill the Jews that were locked in these rooms. Well, Cyclone B was a delousing agent. It was used because there was a huge epidemic of typhus during the war because there were so many unsanitary conditions there. So what I say in the book was that Cyclone B wasn't used to eradicate lives, but instead to save lives. This was a beneficial thing. So you see how they completely have turned the world upside down. And there's a researcher named Fred Leuchter who went to Auschwitz and did extensive investigations there, and he said that he found no traces whatsoever of Cyclone B in these death chambers that were supposedly used to kill the Jews. Now, where he did find traces of Cyclone B was in the delousing chambers. In other words, when they took their clothes and their undergarments and their shoes. They needed to get the lice out of it, because if they didn't, the lice would kill all of their workers. So where supposedly they were killed, there was no traces whatsoever of Zyklon B, but in the places where you would expect it, where they were delousing the clothes, shazam, that's where they found traces of it. So this was something used to help the Jews, not to kill the Jews. And we also know more about this because, as you said, the Red Cross went in there and brought supplies on a regular basis. When you go back and examine all of their records that were kept, all of the reports that were filed by the Red Cross, there's no mention whatsoever of millions of people being executed, of mountains of bodies, mountains of ashes. None of these things are being mentioned by the Red Cross, who's there on a weekly, sometimes a couple times a week, to deliver supplies. So these aren't things that are just being made up out of thin air. Instead,
right,
we go back and find the reports.
Right. Give us a little bit of background of Fred Leuchter. Who was he?
Well, he was a scientist, and he went in there, and not only did he interview interview people at these camps, as did a man named David Cole, but he spent much time there, and the conclusion was that it was physically impossible to have Zyklon B used as this murderous agent, as we've been told. And you know, he even did examinations on the doors, and these pictures are provided in the book, where you have these flimsy wooden doors that have single glass panes. And, I mean, again, let's try to use common sense, that if you have 60, 80, 100 individuals that are placed in a room that they know that they're going to be killed, wouldn't these people be clamoring with this will to live and do anything in their power to get out of there? Yet we're shown these doors that I think a teenage girl could knock over. Yet we're told that 60, 80, 100 people were put in these rooms at a time, single pane of glass. They didn't have anything underneath it, any gaskets around them to prevent the gases from coming out to kill the Germans. I mean, everything is so ludicrous about it that it doesn't make sense. And be able to, even when we get to the point of cremation, and the reason, one of the primary reasons why Germany lost the war was that they ran out of fuel. The fuel was cut off going into Germany. So what they had to do was actually create synthetic fuel out of coal. Now, not only would it take a great deal of fuel to transport all of these Jews out of Germany to foreign camps where they were supposedly killed, but it takes an enormous amount of fuel to actually cremate a body. And it takes about 30 to 40 minutes to do this process. So if Germany didn't have any fuel to begin with, and that's one of the reasons why they lost the war, why would they divert all of this fuel to simply killing workers that could work for free? I mean, all of it, Diana, it's so ludicrous that I can't believe we've been fooled for this many years.
And we've been fooled about a lot of things in history because we hear it so frequently that it becomes truth. Now, Fred Leuchter was also the U.S. expert on the construction of gas chambers. And so he knew he was the foremost expert. And the fact that that they destroyed his career over this is indicative of the credibility of his statement. Now, you also talked about Commandant of Auschwitz, and basically he is the only witness at Nuremberg who testified to personally seeing the burning and gassing of live Jews.
Right, and it ends up that he was tortured. He was tortured unmercifully beforehand. His name was Rudolf Hess, and there's an entire chapter, a short chapter on him. And not only did they torture him, beat him to come up with this figure of 6 million, but they also threatened that things would happen to his wife and children if he didn't perjure himself and lie about this. So he was the first individual and I believe the only individual at Nuremberg at the trials to say that 6 million were killed. Once that was put into testimony, then they ran with that figure. And as you know, Deanna, that this 6 million figure has taken on an occult symbolism to it. It becomes a mantra to them. And the Jews even tried to come up with a Holocaust during World War I where they floated the 6 million figure. But everyone realized at the time that it was so ludicrous and that people wouldn't believe it that they put the kibosh on that real quick and saved it then until World War II. But, this poor man, this Rudolf Hess, that basically was said, lie or it will cost you your life and the lives of your family. So that's where the figure came up with, and that's what's been used then as the gauge ever since, even when we saw the plaque at Auschwitz reduced from 4 million to 1.5 million. Now, the figures weren't even that high, of course, but shouldn't, if we have this sacred 6 million figure and Auschwitz reduces it by 2.5 million, shouldn't that somehow affect the overall 6 million? But it's such a sacred occult number to them that they can't deviate in any way, shape, or form from this number, because they realize that once they start chipping away at it, the whole house of cards crumbles beneath them.
Oh, absolutely. Talk to us about the Anne Frank situation.
Oh, Anne Frank. Well, again, we have to go back to the Germans supposedly being such efficient killers. Yet here she was, moved around from one camp to another camp and another camp, and people assume that she was killed in one of these death camps, the death chamber. But in actuality, she died of typhus. Again, we go back to this disease that was carried by lice. So she wasn't executed under the final solution. She died from typhus. And she was transported from camp to camp. Again, I go back, why not just shoot her? If the primary goal was to eradicate every Jew in existence that they could get their hands on, why is this girl and her family and so many others being moved from one camp to another camp to another camp? They have to be fed. They have to use fuel. And Anne Frank admits to being moved around all of this. Well, it ends up then that there was a novelist named Meyer Levin who sued and was awarded a $50,000 judgment after World War II because he says that he was one of the people that wrote Anne Frank's diary. A New York court awarded him $50,000. Now, I thought this teenage girl, Anne Frank, wrote the entire thing. Well, it also comes that part of it was written in ballpoint pen, which wasn't even used in Germany during World War II, that there were different handwriting styles. It's a nice, cute, emotional story. The book, I'm sure, is still being taught in, a majority of high schools around the country. But when you look into it, again, like so many other facets of the Holocaust, it doesn't add up because it's not true.
All righty. Talk to us about some of the autopsies that were performed. And you indicate on page 38, quoting Raul Hilberg, who testified on January 17, 1985, and he says, and I quote, "There is no single scientific report that shows a gas chamber. I know of no autopsy," unquote.
And that's a pivotal comment, because if supposedly 6 million people were executed in these camps, wouldn't you think we'd be able to find one autopsy that proves that the Jews were gassed using Zyklon B? Well, Mr. Hilberg proves that there's no evidence of this whatsoever. So what we do find, though, is people that were starving, people that died of typhus because they didn't have anything to eat. I can't even fathom, Deanna, what the conditions were like at the end of World War II when the supply lines were cut off. It had to have been quite literally a living hell on earth. And when people don't have food, medicine, water, anything, and there's disease running rampant, people die. That's how the Jews died, and that's how so many other people died. But I take it a step further in this book, and I say, because so many other areas of Germany were being bombed into annihilation, including Dresden, which was an authentic Holocaust, the concentration camps, or I should say the work camps were some of the safest places in Germany. It was safer to be in one of the work camps than it was to be out in the population of Germany, because if you lived in one of the cities, there was a good chance that you were going to be bombed and killed there, as so many were in Germany. So, you know, what we have to do is really twist or turn our entire thinking around, because what is black, they say, is white, and what is up, they say, is down. Everything is so convoluted that, you know, they've diverted people away from the facts of what really happened back then.
Right. Now, you mentioned Dresden, and that was not a military target, and a lot of people have said, well, why would they have gone after Dresden? I mean, there were a lot of refugees there. Why, in heaven's name, would they bomb and totally destroy Dresden? Well, one of our listeners to this program, by the name of Sandra, emailed me yesterday, and she told me about a meeting that was in 1882, and this meeting was the first anti-Jewish Congress, and it was held in Dresden on, would you believe, it started September 11th and lasted for 2 days, September 11th to the 12th, 1882. And I found the manifest. It's the actual document reveals what the Germans had against the Jews, because they had come into the country, had taken over so many things. They'd taken over the media, they'd taken over the banks, they'd taken over medicine. They just kind of came in and infiltrated everything. And so in Dresden, on September 11th, 1882, you had the first meeting, the first Congress, that was going to address this issue. Now, we know that the Jews tend to be a little revengeful.
Yeah, we do. And what happened at Dresden is so abysmal and so unnecessary. It wasn't, by the time Dresden was firebombed, it wasn't an industrial center. It wasn't a place that was a threat to the Allies. And yet, the people that were firebombed there, the people that were annihilated, it's sickening, Deanna, is what it is. And what's even worse then was that when you see the mounds of bodies there, and when you see the carnage, what happened was that the Jewish propagandists then used these photographs as quote-unquote proof that these were actually the Jews that had been killed by Hitler's forces. So, I mean, that might have been one of the reasons why it was done, is that they needed some kind of photographic, quote-unquote, evidence to prove their case. And what happened was that these poor, innocent German people there that were simply trying to survive the end of the war got massacred in huge numbers, and then they used their deaths to prove that there was a Holocaust. It's so appalling that, you know, it's hard to even talk about what happened there.
Right. Now, there were so many bodies. You talk about in this book that they, even though bodies are not, you know, you can't light them afire without some sort of solution or, you know, something to create fire, they would take the Germans, because there was so much death that they did burn them. And you suggest, as you said, that they used these photos they exploited these photos for their own use, for their own benefit.
Yeah, what a good example of that is at Treblinka, where we were told that about 900 or so thousand Jews were supposedly killed there. Now, before that, the numbers were up in 1.5 million or 2 million, but they finally reduced it and said there were about 900,000 plus Jews that were killed at Treblinka. And nobody could find any evidence of it. People would go outside the camp with, you know, radar equipment, kind of like a Geiger counter almost, and go and look, and they couldn't find any mass graves. And you figure if there's 900,000, there would have to be some kind of evidence of it. So they had a real problem on their hands there. So the next story they floated was that here's what really happened, was that the Germans that wanted to cover their tracks ended up digging up all of these bodies and then burning them. And it's, we'll talk more about it after the break, but it's ludicrous to
think. It is. All righty, we're going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with our guest today, Victor Thorne.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. Our guest this hour has been Victor Thorne. He is the author of The Holocaust Hoax Exposed, Debunking the 20th Century's Greatest Fabrication. You may buy that book, and I highly recommend that you do this at wingtv.net. And we were talking about bodies. And when Congress initially created the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, they had a committee. And one of the objectives of this Jewish committee was that the commission recommends that in recognition of the sanctity of the physical remains of the Jewish communities in Eastern Europe and the right of the dead to a final resting place, the State Department should continue to express its concern over the destruction of cemeteries, urging that officials maintain them in a suitably respectable manner. In other words, officials would not allow an investigation of any alleged burial sites as it would desecrate sacred ground.
How convenient.
How convenient.
Yeah. And what people need to remember is that to finish this story, and I know we only have a couple more minutes left, but supposedly then, since there were no bodies, the Germans then dug up all the bodies at Treblinka, and then created this mass funeral pyre and burned them, cremated them. Now, there's no evidence of trees being cut down to do this. It would take a forest to do this. There's no mountains of ash. You know, a cremated body, depending on its size, is anywhere from 3 to 9 pounds. So if we use 5 as the average, and there were 900,000 bodies cremated, that would mean there'd be a mountain of ash, 4.5 million pounds. And we had aerial reconnaissance photos all the time coming from Germany and the surrounding areas. There's no evidence of this. There's no photos. If there were, they would present them to us. So, Deanne, I'm so glad that you had me on today. It's been very enjoyable. And I'm just glad that there's people like you out there that are reminding listeners and reminding people that this is the big lie of the 20th century. And if we have any understanding of today, we have to go back then and realize the lies that they told us and how this is the foundation for everything we see today.
Right. Absolutely. And so many other activities, so many other events have occurred because of this one huge, huge lie. So many deaths, so much blood has been shed in the Middle East and elsewhere over one lie. This is so egregious, and the truth needs to be told. And you've done a remarkable job in this book. It's, like you said, 180 pages. It's comprehensive. It covers everything, absolutely everything, and I highly recommend it. It is a wonderful book. So thank you so much for being on the program today. I really appreciate it, and I hope that you will come back because you've got a lot of other books that need talking about also. And,
Yeah, anytime, and the thanks should go to you because, like I said, this is a hot topic, and a lot of people shy away from it, so we need more people of courage like you, and it's just been great to be on today.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate it. And after all, RBN, it's the network where for people who can handle the truth. All righty. Thanks, Victor.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, Deanna.
You too. Bye-bye.